All right, welcome to another WNRN in studio session. We're thrilled to have a band in Charlottesville tonight playing over at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall, a WNRN Presents show. We welcome back to the studio here in Charlottesville, Darlingside. Hello, welcome.
Thank you for having us along.
Good to see you all again. Yeah, introduce yourselves so folks know your voices and who plays what in the band here.
Absolutely. I'm Harris Passeltiner, and I'm holding a guitar.
This is Don Mitchell. I am holding a banjo, and I'll play guitar later.
This is Oyon Mukherjee, and I'm holding a mandolin. I'll also be playing a violin and, confusingly, another guitar later as well.
And I'm Denny, and I play keys in the band, and I'm not playing anything right now, and I'm just singing, which is not just singing rocks.
Very good. Which song did you want to do first for us today?
We're going to start out with the first song on our new album. It's called Green Light.
It's Darlingside here in studio with WNRN. Before the show at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall tonight, doors at 7, show at 7:30, the excellent Field Guide opening, and a WNRN Presents show. Thank you all so much for that beautiful song.
Thank you. We're feeling fired up on the keg of cold brew coffee that's here.
Some cold brew may have been provided before the session, yes. Well, Everything Is Alive is the new record. Congrats on that. And I was wondering, you know, your first EP came out in 2010, and we haven't had you in studio here for a few years. Did you do anything to celebrate your 10-year anniversary as a band in 2020? I know that was an odd time for everyone, but was there a mini band party before the world kind of shut down, or no?
No, I think we had, there was one reunion, celebratory tour that we had been planning for 2020 that got canceled. That whole period is such a blur now. we did have something planned, and then we're not able to do it. But now that we can tour again, maybe we should throw a party. This is a great idea. In fact, you know what? Let's have a party right now. All we need is some cold brew. Frankly, we're here. We're ready to go.
So. This is the first show of the new leg, right? Of the fall leg, is that right?
This is the first show of, this is our third leg of the fall tour and the first show of this leg. The one that I've been most excited about because we are, we're getting back to a lot of places we've called home. So playing our release show in Boston and Northampton, getting back to Charlottesville, of course. So I'm very happy to be starting this leg.
Very cool. Yeah. And talk about the making of the new record. I know you worked with Peter Caddis, right, as your producer last time around, self-produced this one. What did you kind of learn through the process of making the last record that maybe informed this one? Or did you go in with a different mindset or things that you wanted to continue on with? Or how did you approach the recording? Because I'm fascinated by how you all make this style of music sound so multi-layered and modern in terms of your production techniques. I really enjoy the production on your records.
Thank you. Yeah, during the recording of Fish Pond Fish, which we were completing in 2020, working with Peter Caddis, we were recording with him in these two-week chunks down in Bridgeport at his studio, which is an old Victorian house. And for the third chunk of time that we were going to go down there, that was exactly when everything started shutting down for the pandemic. So we had to figure out how to finish the album remotely. Everybody was in separate houses. We learned how to use, I hesitate to say Zoom right now. I don't want to ruin anyone's day. but Zoom and how to record in separate spaces, and everybody, I think, got a lot of practice on home recording. All four of us with home studio rigs now. And so when we came around to this most recent album, Everything Is Alive, we were able to harness some of that home recording kind of demoing approach into, actually use some of those demos or some of those home recordings to complete the songs. And so a lot of these tunes on this album started at home in people's bedrooms, whether it's from an iPhone recording or a hi-fi recording. I think some of those skills that we picked up that were forced upon us, basically, and on our workflow were then able to be harnessed and applied for this new album.
Cool. Well, and for folks that don't know, looks like as a band, you share songwriting credits and things like that. When a song develops, do you work it out together as a band in the studio or demo stages? I think that's kind of a cool aspect to your songwriting as well.
That used to be the most unique thing I think about our process, was that we kind of were all in on the ground floor of each song, rather than having it be like, oh, Oyen's song is the one we're going to work on today, and he's brought it in almost done, and we're just kind of nibbling around the edges, that we would kind of be in from the start. So, you know, I think the previous albums, Fish Pond Fish and Extra Life, really exemplified, like, we were doing a lot of playing telephone games where we literally, you know, like, I give a prompt to Oyen. Oyen does a free write on that, just writing prose, just sort of like journaling, and really being free associative, just not letting the pen stop. Then he might pass that to Harris, who'd turn that into poetry, you know, adding rhyme or meter or something to make it a verse. And then pass it to me, and I'd add a melody, and then, you know, it kind of just keeps going around the circle. And that was sort of the most collaborative version of what we've done, where it really everybody's kind of in on it. And then someone might take just one section of that song and paste it to another, it would really keep evolving rapidly. On this most recent album, I think we kind of went, we sort of decided to push in the opposite direction of embracing the vulnerability of kind of like a lot of first drafts made it right onto the record, whether they had been started collaboratively or started by one person during the pandemic when they were really isolated, whatever it was, just kind of like embracing the spirit of the initial conception, that moment in time, and kind of being like, this is a record literally, and we're gonna just put it out into the world and kind of trust that it's going to be received. So
very cool. We're talking with Darling Side. WNRN presents the band tonight at the Southern in Charlottesville. Doors at 7, show at 7:30, Field Guide opening up. And which song did you want to do next for us?
We're going to do the song Darkening Hour. I'm going to take a quick sec to tune if you want to just snip that part. Great. Trying to let go of something, won't let go of me. From the dream into an unmade day, pin the leaves up in the tree again. It was easy then. There was time to burn and clear it all out. There was time to lie and let ourselves down before the darkening hour. Darkness, I can see myself in the outline of the shape you left. How do I stop short of passing everything on? Do I forgive something I can't remember all of? I don't go down those tunnels anymore. I don't read notes that show up under the door. It was easy then. There was time to burn and clear it all out. There was time to lie and let ourselves down.
Go Darling Side in studio with WNRN. It's a WNRN present show at the Southern in Charlottesville tonight. Doors at 7, show 7:30, Field Guide opening for Darling Side tonight. As we mentioned, y'all, you've been around for over a decade now. I'm wondering if, you know, it's when I'm trying to prepare for interviews and stuff, you go back through social media and Wikipedia and band and websites and things. It's hard to condense it all down. I always like asking bands, you know, especially with this new album coming out and all the touring you've done this year, are there some personal like band milestones or even personal milestones that y'all have felt like you've accomplished to this point in your career? Like big show you played or being on TV or something, you know, like, I don't know, cool stuff like that.
Funny enough, it's for me, the first thing that comes to mind is just still playing shows. You know, we waited for years to be in rooms with people, to feel that kind of community, that sense of connection, and to be back doing it again together, and also with good friends like Denny and also Ben and Molly, who have been out on the road with us, and Kimberly, who's on sound, who's a good friend. Yeah, just feel very fortunate to be doing it at all after all this time. That's really what comes to mind for me. And I think the Southern in particular, this might be the third time we will have played it since the pandemic hit. So I think this is the room we've returned to the most. And so Charlottesville has a sort of special place, at least for me, in our sort of post-pandemic journey.
Very cool. Anybody else have a particular band memory? Or?
I mean, I think piggybacking off what Harris said, one of the we had a very stable band lineup for many, many years, you know, for pretty much a decade. We had, you know, the same four people night in and night out, and that's not a luxury that a ton of bands had, so we felt really grateful for that. But we kind of dealt with our first adversity on that front, where Dave needed to take a break from touring, and we kind of found that out about halfway through the process of making this last album. And I think one of the milestones was overcoming that by kind of collaboratively, you know, with Dave, we put together a plan to kind of like, let's dial up the collaboration on this album and bring in more of our friends and, you know, have more additional singers and have drums and some of the things we've been using a little more covertly. Let's make more of a thing of it. And then that way, when we go on tour, it'll be a little bit more of a collective and a new format. And so I think overcoming that, kind of going from the familiarity of the four of us being the only ones on everything into kind of, you know, people coming and going, feels like a really fluid new stage of the band that's felt great.
Yeah, for sure. And folks, longtime fans and everything, probably know the band name story, and you've probably told that a few times over the years. But my question is, were there any alternate band names? For folks that don't know, as far as I understand it, there's a famous phrase in terms of songwriting or art in general, kill your darlings, don't be too precious, maybe about like a riff or something that has to do with the song. Tell me if I'm wrong here, stop me, but if it doesn't serve the overall purpose of the song, that's kind of the idea there with where the whole darling thing comes in, but so that you guys don't have to say that for the millionth time.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
That kind of
that's way better than our version. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering, did you kick around any other alternate band names
in
the early days of the band?
Oh, we kicked around many. None of them were real contenders, but I can say some of my favorites, which I think were all my ideas. That's how selfishness works, I think. The Hemoglobes was up there. Milk for Spain, which was some sort of, it's a historical event that I don't know much about, but I loved the title of the Wikipedia article. Small Town Americans was a quick no from everyone. Yeah, those are the three that I'm remembering right now. Oh, I think Hail Fellow Well Met was also up there.
Ooh, that's brutal. I just wanted to personally take credit for Hemoglobes, though. That was my idea, and I managed to get Oyen on board with it, which, so I'm going to use it for another project, and I just want Oyen to know that it's mine.
Yeah, I love it. I'm ready for him, yeah.
I'm excited about the band names that have popped up since then as ideas over the years. Champagne Gonzalez, Abraham Washington, and also J.V. Salinger.
That's a good one, yes.
We like a friend of ours came up with JFKFC, which we like, but that World of Things, the sort of mashup, that Taylor Swift, Boat Veterans for Truth, was another one.
Say that on the air?
We can stop now.
No, that's like,
but just
fantastic.
So you know, for everyone out there, there are hours more of this that we could do. We could, yeah.
It's hard, I mean, to decide on a band name, and then you think you've got a good one, and then you look it up, and somebody else has taken it. I can only imagine the difficulties.
I don't think this has gone public at any point before, but if Oyen has a solo act at some point, we are requiring of him that if he's going to use any of the Darling Side repertoire in it, that he go by Spice Boy. which is an idea he came up with, okay, and now he must use.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm also working on a cookbook, an Indian cookbook with my mom, so there's tie over beyond just the Spice Girls, but but it really works well on so many levels.
So many levels, right. Well, it's been great having y'all in here. Thanks so much for stopping by. And yeah, let's have another song. You want to do one more for us?
Yeah, we're going to play a song called Right Friend.
One, two, three.
You've always been the right kind, a friend when I'm at my end. You've always been the right friend when I'm at my end. Winter basement waiting out, thunder barking up the wrong tree when it was enough to be unseen. To spend the life skating over lakes waiting for thin oak leaves to drop. Wasn't that your Christmas dream? Wasn't that your dream? You've always been the right kind, a friend when I'm at my end. You've always been the right friend when I'm at my end. 1 year back and one before, sweater borrowed, braced against a new fence in the snow. New England now is racing past. Still, I need you, but you're here only in frozen patches and shadows in the leaves. Wasn't that your dream? You've always been the right kind, a friend when I'm at my end. You've always been the right friend when I'm at my end. Been the right kind, a friend when I'm at my end. You've always been the right friend when I'm at my end. You've always been the right.
Nice, kind of our own little mini concert today in studio with WNRN Darlingside. Thank you all so much for coming by today.
Thanks for having us.
The show is tonight at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. WNRN presents Darlingside with Field Guide, doors at 7, show at 7:30. Thanks to all in studio for the behind-the-scenes help as well, Matt Micklin and Graham. I'm Jeff Sweatman. Thanks for listening to WNRN.